As a parent, you know that your teen sometimes makes decisions based on adult-sized emotions, but without benefit of a fully formed frontal lobe. I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but it can have very serious consequences. Watch this.
We miss you. Oh, hey, Reed. Come say hi to Amber.
I used to think trafficking didn't really exist.
It's important that we know who Amber hangs out with. We just always want to make sure that she's safe.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even know you were friends with them. This is Tyler. He's gonna be our driver tonight.
I was hoping that you could come with me.
No harm having a little fun, huh?
She has never done this before.
If she hasn't turned up by tomorrow, we'll file the paperwork and we'll start a search.
I'm Heather Hayes. As you know, we've been following the heartbreaking story of missing teenager Amber Stevens.
You heal, because I let you live.
No one ever wakes up thinking they'll be kidnapped. This shouldn't happen here. Darkness. Monsters. I can't close my eyes or cover my ears anymore.
Stop! Please stop!
You want this!
I got nothing from the text.
You said it would be okay!
Why are you doing this? Where are you taking me?
I didn't know what was gonna happen to her.
My child.
Please help me. We can go together.
Every life is worth saving.
Drew is lying.
It's your last chance.
I'll kill you and your family.
We're gonna find her. We're gonna find her.
Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. We begin a program that deals with a topic it's uncomfortable to think about, but it is a reality in the world in which we live. The feature film, 8 Days, chronicles, based on a true story, what can happen in the span of one bad decision and over the period of just over a week. With us as we begin this panel discussion, Skywatch TV COO, Joe Artishorn. Joe.
Hi, Derek. Thank you.
Director and producer of the film, Yaku Buyens. Yaku, welcome.
Derek, thanks for having us. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
and one
it.
Of the actors featured in the film, can I say actor? Is it okay to say actress these days?
I'll take actor.
Featured in the film, Katie Walker, also the co-author of a devotional called Woman of Influence. Welcome, Yaku, Katie, to
Thank
Skywatch
you.
TV.
Thank you.
This is, again, it's an uncomfortable topic to talk about, but as the father of a young woman who thankfully has navigated to this point in her life without a tragic event like this, how serious a problem is human trafficking here in the United States, Yaku?
Derek, and I want to answer your question. It's a loaded question without you knowing it's a loaded question. Let's first start with differentiating human trafficking from sexual exploitation of minors, sex trafficking. Because human trafficking is a broad term, so labor trafficking falls in there. And there's a wide variety of things in human trafficking. And human trafficking is an epidemic, to answer your question directly, in the United States and in the world. More slaves today in the world than ever before in history.
We thought this ended at the end of the Civil War.
We did not end slavery. I'm from South Africa. I lived through apartheid. And I migrated from apartheid to the United States to say slavery was very prevalent here. It's a big deal. But sex trafficking of minors particularly, let's just focus on that. We're talking about the exploitation of sex with minors under the age of 18 in the United States is an epidemic. It's out of control. It's a white-collar crime. It's in every zip code. This is not fear-mongering, scare tactics. These are statistical facts. It's in every zip code. It's in every race class, socioeconomic class. This thing is not a respecter of men because it's a huge economic driver. Supply meets demand. And if there is money to be made, there'll be activity. And you're talking about tax-free revenue here of significant proportions.
Wow.
By exploiting a child. So it's very prevalent. And that's why you're seeing things like what happened in Jupiter. You know, billionaires being involved in this. Hollywood elite being involved in this. This is not a a seedy crime like you used to think of prostitution, because we work a lot with FBI, CIA, TSA, all these organizations, right? These guys are trained, and they understand what prostitution looks like, because historically, prostitution happens in a certain part of town. It's a certain street. The girl looks a certain way. The pimp drives it. And there's this whole hustle and flow, Terrence Howard, in the film Hustle and Flow. It's a hard life for a pimp, mm-hmm. right? Drives a Cadillac with a mink coat, and the girl is in ruched stockings and stilettos. Forget about that. Those days are long. Yes, it still exists, but it is a fraction. We're now talking about sex work, what they would like to call it, which is exploitation of minors, while the kid's in school. In class.
Oh, my.
In class, 8 to 2, selling sex under a pimp, sleeping in her own bed at night.
Now, do the parents know this is happening?
Yes and no. The number one rising condition of sex trafficking is parents trafficking their own children.
Oh, my goodness.
In the United States of America. Right?
That's hard to imagine.
So, yeah. And
I mean, yes. I realize that you probably hear that all the time, that you know, so many people are just totally unaware of how big this crisis is.
And it's hard, and I'll pause with this because I don't want to be verbose, but that question is it's such a dense question, and there's so much to unpack, right? Because there's rising trend in many directions.
Sure.
Yes, of course, the runaway is traffic because it's a soft target. Yes, we can dive deep today into the foster care system. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But a rising trend today is families trafficking their own children because of the finance.
Mm.
One child in this country, the United States of America, will bring you $200,000 to $250,000 a year tax-free. One child. So now you're dealing with a serious problem. You're now dealing with a problem that has surpassed illegal arms trade as far as monetary return.
Sure.
You can make more money trafficking children than you can by dealing with illegal arms. And it's running a very close second to illegal drugs.
Hmm.
We'll surpass it soon.
Wow.
Right? Because of the ready, willing, and able, right? Because of the demand is there, but supply is abundant. Because there's so many children today that lack a father figure,
mm-hmm.
that lack affirmation, that lack confidence, and you have the internet, which is basically a buffet for these predators,
sure.
saying, here you are. So they can profile and pick a target where in the past, they'd have to work really hard to get a woman to either submit or coerce a woman or indoctrinate a woman to become a quote-unquote prostitute, right? It was mm-hmm. hard work. It was hard work to find them. How do you find them? Today, they sit on a couch, they profile social media, they look for trigger words, they are master profilers. They'll run circles around some FBI profilers about, that's my target. They know exactly who their target is. And that girl could be in a safe, stable home. She could be a runaway. She could be in a foster care system. And there's a variety. Or a boy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
126% increase in boys. It's the new flavor of the day,
oh,
right?
Wow.
Boys under 12.
And to confirm that families sell families is we showed the film at a juvenile's at-risk home. And in the middle of the film, a 15-year-old girl came up to me and said, crying, my mother said that if we don't have anything, I always have this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about 8 days. When
eight
you
days.
Say the film, you're yeah. talking about this film that they just saw the trailer of.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that is typical of a mother saying, this is how you survive.
Hmm. So we're talking about literally millions of victims.
Yes.
And more than a million here in the United States.
No question. And there's no way, you know, I use this stat because it drives it home for people, because you have to make things tangible for people, because I know the audience right now is looking going, wait, time out. What? Sex with 12-year-olds in this country? That's the average age. It's 12, right? We've
12.
Rescued a 2-year-old after 20 men.
Oh, my.
Had been with this 2-year-old. Really what we're talking about, Derek and Joe, is we're talking about good and evil.
This is demonic. I mean,
it's
this
demonic.
Is just in part
it
at least.
It is demonic. And remember, the enemy is not flesh and bone, it's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that right. enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
Right? So, yes, if we can just switch and spiritually approach this and say, okay, what's really going on here? It is an attack, as Philippa, the writer of the screenplay, and my wife would say, it's an attack on our children, right? It's an attack on youth because it's a soft spot, it's a vulnerable target. But evil is very real. Sex is a problem in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We're an over-sexualized nation, period.
Right.
And it's more dangerous than a nation like, let's pick the Netherlands, where prostitution is legal, right? I'm against that. But it's more dangerous to have a thief in the night that you can't see, an enemy that you can't name, and you don't know what he looks like. That's a dangerous enemy. And so this enemy is among us. It's in our schools. It's in our it's in our electoral body.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
This thing goes so high up in Washington, this threat, because it's financially feasible. You're talking about 4 or 5 girls. You're involved in a ring. I mean, you're talking about $1 million a year tax-free. You got a serious problem here. This is a serious issue because it's so prevalent financially, right? I mean, it's...
Now, you touched on this, and this is something we've talked about on this program before several years ago, but I want to make this plain again because, you know, as we look around this room here, I can see at least half a dozen internet-connected devices,
right?
With a webcam right in front of me here on the desk. Yeah. How has the internet and the prevalence of these internet-connected devices facilitated this explosion in the sex trade?
From the, we call them pimps, right? The individual who has been infiltrated with some sort of a demonic presence, right? Or evil, just evil, right? Who wants to exploit other human beings for self-gain, all right? For that individual, you've now given him a tool, the internet, and I'm not anti-internet, but let's just call it what it is. You've given him a tool to profile at rapid rate. He can look at 100,000 kids a day, which he could never do by foot.
Right.
It's impossible. He could actually now, with algorithm, it's a fact, we can do it sitting here live, with algorithm, punching a couple keywords, get really specific, like a doctor. I studied medicine, right? Mm-hmm. I could today, when you study medicine, say, I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I am not in the United States, but if you were, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I only want to do ACL surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to even do elbows or shoulders. In this country, you can be that specific. Well, that pimp can say, I specialize in blue-eyed girls between the age of 10 and 13. And I want them to have a father in the home that's not present, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the guard's down because there is a dad, because there's false security. So this kid's guard is way down. A kid that grows up in the projects in the United States is a tough kid, Derek. That kid is street smart.
Mm-hmm.
That kid knows I could get shot in Chicago for just walking to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's alarm bells are on, radar's up. The kid in Highland Park, Texas, right? The number 3 neighborhood in the nation, there's no radar. There's no guard.
They live in a bubble.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. That is the target. Not the kid who you think it is. Not the kid whose radar's up, who spots, who's street smart. That kid's tough. No, it's the kid that goes to school in the morning, that's so oblivious, that posts everything online, that the boyfriend asks, hey, man, we'll see you in your bra. Sure, here it goes. And just vomits on social media about her dad, her father, all the insecurities.
Right, right.
That is a soft, easy target. That guy can get so specific to profile, and then he sits on a couch, hits enter, and 100,000, 200,000 Facebook profiles comes.
Hmm.
And now it's a buffet. Now you troll, and they're patient. Now, from a buyer's perspective, let's flip it, because we need to start paying attention to buyers in this country.
What, the demand, right?
Because we all focus on, yes, there's 3 elements, right? Prevention, which is awareness, which is what we're doing here right now. That leads into rescue. You got to rescue. You got to go find these kids that are and then prosecute. So rescue the child, prosecute the pimp, prosecute the bottom girls that's in between. At some point, this country needs to start aiming our sights on the buyer.
Right.
Supply meets demand, not the other way around.
Right.
Demand doesn't meet supply. Okay. Supply meets demand. There's demand in this country, and it stems from pornography. Katie, if you don't mind, Katie is very involved in her community with children. Right. She's the typical soccer mom, because moms say, "What can I do?" You know.
Right.
Right.
Radar up. Pay attention, and maybe Katie, you can lead into just what that looks like. Pornography. What's happening in teens today? You know, what do you hear? What are the struggles? Because it is the feeder system. It creates demand, no question.
Right. Pornography is everywhere. My children have been subject to it simply watching a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And then the clicks, and then you try to click off it. Oh, no, Mom, I saw this. And then it clicks up again and again and again. It's so hard to control besides just saying, we're cutting it all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, what? I post on YouTube or I do animations. And so it's that, it's navigating, it's watching. So as a soccer mom and as a as an advocate of 8 days and using this as a tool to bring awareness and thinking, what can I do as a mother? I want to tell everyone. I want every mother to know this is a tool. I want to be able to talk to my children about it, to sit down and talk about porn and abuse and what should not be touched. And you're not an object because you are made by the creative God. Yeah. You have purpose and destiny. And I don't want another person or something trying to fill that void when only God can fill that void. With 8 days, we are trying to raise an army to fight this, to go after it. You know, as I'm hearing the statistics and as Yaku's speaking, I can just feel like this rumble underneath me because I say, what can we do? How can we get people fired up? And I go back to that Old Testament story of the Israelites started sleeping with the Midianites. And,
yes, yes.
And God was like, uh-uh, and right in the midst, Phinehas said, uh-uh, and with all of his passion, took the spear to end the plague. That,
right?
We should have that zeal.
Right.
Every single one of us. It's not, no, this isn't your problem. No, this is our problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to have the zeal to go after it, to save the one, to go after the one, to go after the one in my neighborhood, my child's friend, that I see personalities changing because she needs something. We have to be the voice. We have to be the voice, and it is your job. It is absolutely our job to do that.
Yeah, social media, look, it's a beautiful thing. We can use it, utilize it. I always say, look, nothing on this earth is here without God knowing that it's here. Nothing happens that's not on his watch, right? The enemy may utilize it or claim something, but he's not creative. God is the only creator,
right?
It's our choice to say, okay, so we have the internet, we have Facebook, we have YouTube, we have these things. It's utilize it for good. And let's turn it. Now, I'll tell you, people like the FBI, Homeland Security, all these guys are doing a phenomenal job. You have some high-profile people like an Ashton Kutcher with the organization Thorn.
I've seen that.
That's creating tools for FBI. So this, I don't want people to just go, oh, the internet's bad, and let's go back to the Stonehenge and ban the internet. That's not the answer, right? Because you're not going to have a 12-year-old, 13, 15-year-old boy say, I'm just going to cleanse myself from Google. You know, it's not realistic.
Right.
Rather teach that young individual saying, listen, that thing in your hand can either be a weapon or it can be a change agent for good. I choose in my house and my family to serve the Lord, and here we're going to use everything we have for good.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can educate my kids. The internet's a powerful tool for good. It is about indoctrination. It's no different than teaching a young 3-year-old kid today about slavery, right, in this country. You can either tell that kid, you're a victim, right? If it's a black kid in this country, you can train him or her. You're a victim. This is what happened to your grandfather. This will never happen again. You got to fight for yourself. The world is evil. Your skin color, your skin. And now you have perpetual victim mentality going on. Or you're going to tell that kid, this is your history. We do not touch history. This is the truth. It was evil. It was bad. But God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change it. Yeah. There are good people in this world. And if you make a series of decisions, we can turn this thing. And your children are not going to have to endure what I had to endure. And we are going to generationally change this thing. And that's how you attack sex trafficking. You get parents who say, okay, it's real. No more of this see no evil, hear no evil. Can't happen here. It's Cambodia. It's Thailand. Now, we are the leading nation on the face of the earth that have commercialized sex with children. This nation.
We're talking with Katie Walker and Yaku Buyens about the film 8 Days and about the larger problem of sex trafficking, especially of children here in the United States. We'll tell you how to get the film and we'll talk more about the movie when Skywatch TV continues after this.
The victims of the human trafficking and sex trade industry have reached a boiling point around the world. But here in the United States, the demand has never been higher. Tragically, the massive growth of these unconscionable underground organizations is due in part to many citizens' disbelief that our modern society is capable of such atrocities and live in a denial that these crimes are taking place here on our soil each and every day. Skywatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch remain committed to providing ministry to the hurting, to the victims of abuses just like this and so much more. This is why we're proud to announce our new partnership with Yaku Buyans and 8 Days Ministry. In an effort to educate on these important topics and provide you with the tools needed to get engaged in the fight against sex trafficking, we present the 8 Days Special Collection. In this timely collection, you'll receive the cinematic movie inspired by actual events from director Yaku Buyans' 8 Days. This shocking presentation masterfully illustrates sequence by sequence how the victims of sex trafficking are often lured into entrapment, portrayed through the eyes of the lead characters. This incredible collection also includes the phenomenal book and companion workbook on disc, Woman of Influence, written by 8 Days screenwriter Philippa Buyans and lead actress Katie Walker. This 30-day devotional and companion workbook on disc is an inspiring, deeply affirming, and educational set that will encourage women to walk in the true identity of influence and purpose bestowed on them as daughters of the Most High God. But that's not all. You'll also receive on DVD the never-before-released, uncensored, off-the-record interview with the team behind the 8 Days movie, featuring Yaku and Philippa Buyans and actress Katie Walker as they disclose the hard-hitting realities of just how far the sex trafficking industry reaches, what the Trump administration has done to rescue thousands of victims, how the children of communities, including yours, may be at risk, and what you can do to fight back. Sold separately, this invaluable collection holds a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Sex trafficking is a difficult conversation, but ignoring it doesn't make it go away or help its victims. Understand this epidemic and learn how you can help by ordering the 8 Days Special Collection online now at the SkyWatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please take advantage of our free mobile app because you'll get additional interviews that we can't fit into our network broadcast schedule, as well as news items about things like what we're discussing today, delivered directly to your smartphone or tablet, bypassing the filters of social media. You'll find information on how to download that app at our website, skywatchtv.com. We're talking about the film 8 Days with the producer-director Yaku Buyans and one of the stars of the film and also the author of this devotional, Women of Influence, Katie Walker. Joe Horn with me as well on the panel.
Hey, Derek.
The film itself, 8 Days, tell us a little bit about it, Yaku. What is described there? I mean, what story does it tell?
Yeah, Joe, we were in the process of producing a different film, and Philippa, my wife, had written a book called Maiden in America, which is about sex trafficking. It was a series of authors, and she came to me and said, God laid on my heart, we have to do a film about sex trafficking. Interesting history is my sister was trafficked.
Oh.
Blood sister. So raised by a single mom.
So this is very personal for you.
This is where the penny drops, right? This is not, and I want to tell people just about SkyWatch, this is authentic. We're talking here about, this is a serious issue. This is not for fame or acclaim. I was an oldest brother whose sister was trafficked. Now sister's gone. There's no dad. Now what? Mm-hmm. In South Africa, moved to the United States to find out it's more prevalent here than even there. Mm. Right? And here, people turn a blind eye. Mm. And here it happens on, you know, in broad daylight. And it's in plain sight, and that's aiding and abetting in my world.
Right.
Okay. Because if you're not physically doing something to stop it, you're aiding and abetting. That's why I'll tell the audience: you're either for sexual exploitation with children or you're against it.
Right.
You don't get to sit on the fence in this matter.
Sure.
You don't get to say, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an independent.
Right.
I'm a Christian. I'm not a Christian. I'm a Hindu, a Jewish, or
right.
you know, Muslim. There is no issue here. We're talking about children
right.
who God, whether people acknowledge God exists or not, says is the innocent, mm-hmm. who God says is the ones we need to take care of, right? Orphan and widow, right? Go look at what's done to the orphans in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
60% of foster care kids in this country are sexually abused.
Right.
30% of those kids are sexually trafficked, which means repeatedly exploited for finance.
Mm.
We're not taking care of the widow and the orphan.
Right.
No, we're aborting. Mm. We're now talking about late-term abortion legalized. Mm. Now we're talking mm-hmm. about after birth if there's a defect or some sort of disability,
yeah.
right? We're talking about, as Philip and my wife would say, what happened to you know, what happened in biblical times.
Right.
We're seeing an attack on life. This is an attack on life, right?
Violating what ought to be the ultimate safe space for a child.
Right. Yeah.
It's sacred. And so you have these human rights groups and these feminist groups, and okay, where's the human rights? Where's the human rights of the 8-year-old? Why do I not get any support, zero, from liberal media when it comes to, hey, sex trafficking is real, blast that out there, let's kill this thing.
Right. And I thought that the 8 Days movie was a really effective tool for taking people that are basically unfamiliar with some of the statistics and what that actually looks like, the experience of what, for example, when Katie is playing the role of the mother in this movie, 8 Days, when you see it, I've never seen an independently produced film more convincing or more compelling, both in production value and the acting. And I'm on the record, I talked with one of your assistants, Yaku Karen, that works for the 8 Days Ministry, long before I ever thought I was going to meet Katie, and I said, it is the best acting I have ever seen in an independent film. And we've seen plenty of, you know, Lifetime Movie Network and Pure Flicks, a lot of great movies. This movie immediately establishes a connection with the heart. And as I was watching your scenes as the mother, you know, where is my daughter? She never does this. It was so convincing. It is a great introductory tool for kind of introducing people to the problem. But if people are out there, we got a couple of minutes left, and they want to know, okay, you've convinced me. You've pulled at my heartstrings. The Holy Spirit's talking to me. I really want to do more than just feel sympathetic towards the ministries that are doing something about this. I want to get engaged. Where do I go? Where can people learn more about you, what you're doing online, your ministry efforts, and how they can get engaged?
Well, you can go to 8daysfilm.org. That's where we have information on sex trafficking. We have information on the film. We have information on the team.
How to profile, how to get active in your community and just engage and help fight this thing.
And just regular, ordinary people can make
Absolutely.
A difference.
Yeah. No, we don't want anybody.
They have to.
They have to. We don't want anybody to go out and be a vigilante and approach someone, you know, notify the authorities. But it's the whole thing, if it doesn't look right, report. You know, trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And this is what I say about the film. People ask, you know, what was the biggest change for you? There were many. That's a loaded question. But I can honestly say I was asleep and now I'm awake.
Hmm.
And I think that would be the same for the audience members who watch this. You can't unsee.
That's right.
What's the truth?
Yeah.
You cannot unsee it. And you must do something.
Beware. it's one thing to hear the statistics, but those are just dry numbers. It's another thing to see the story told when you've got characters that draw you in, with whom you sympathize, and show you situations that you as a parent can relate to. This hits very close to home, and this hits closer to your home than you think. The film 8 Days, director Yaku Buyens, Katie Walker, thank you. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.